Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph Ma Beis, and we continue with the seventh parak of Masechta Sanhedrin Arba Misos Beis Din, which started back on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, and it goes one of the longer prakim in this Masechta. Arba Misos goes all the way until Pekberens Betzora Mora on Samaches Ma Beis, almost 20 blot Mem Tes till Samaches. And we are now still discussing the Dalet Misos, and we are within the Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in terms of darshaning the psukim in Emor about Obas Kohen Besreifa. That's what we've been discussing the past couple of days. What is that talking about? Is that only about one type of woman? Is it about both? Rabbi Akiva says it's about both an Arusa and a Nesua, Yatzas L'Sreifa, while Rabbi Shmuel, earlier, the first day in the Brisa, had argued and said that just like an Arusa, Rabbi Akiva had said an Arusa and an Nesua both get Sreifa, and Rabbi Shmuel argued with him, and he said if you compare Arusa for Skila, she should also get Skila if you take the Gezer Shava all the way. Rabbi Akiva said no, it's based on the extra Vav, which we said is the Kavod HaTorah that Rashi mentioned at the end of Sota, Becholu, as we discussed yesterday. So now the Brisa is just finishing up, tying up loose ends relating to what does each Tana do with the other ones, psukim, that each respective Tana did not use. So says the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. The Rebbe Yishmael, hi bas ubas my darish bay. Rebbe Yishmael did not use the bas ubas to include as Rebbe Akiva used it to include. Rebbe Akiva used the Gzeira Shava to exclude Pnuya and used bas ubas to include Nesua. Include Nesua. So Rabbi Shmuel did not. So what did he use that for? So he boy, look at the Tani Avuhi de Shmuel Bar Avin. Lafi Shematzinu Shachilek Akasa Bizacharim Bein Tzvim and Labali Mumin. Since we see that the Pasik already, we know there are differences in Halacha by males between a Tam and a Balmum regarding Avoda. Right? Kohanim could only do Avoda if. Obviously, they're not Bali Mumin, so Yochon Nachlok Bivno Seyem, so we might think that just like the men have a chiluk regarding Avoda, so too the women should have a chiluk regarding something that applies to them. Meaning what? By a Bas Kohen that commits Znus, so maybe there's a difference, and the special din of Sreifa only applies to a Tam, so to speak, a non-Baal Mum, a female. Tamalomar Bas Ubas. That's what we know. Bas Ubas. That's how we know that it is. They are included, even if they are Bali Mum. That's an amazing Havamina. What difference should it make whether a person is a Baal Mum or a non-Baal Mum regarding the Isser of Znus? Find Kohanim regarding Avoda. But you know, this is very unusual, especially as we know, even Bali Mumin of Kohanim are considered Kohanim regarding certain actions that they're allowed to be involved in, checking the wood for worms, eating kachim, they're allowed to eat kachim. So it's a very unusual Havamina that women would be limited by that as well. In the Gilyone Hashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, maybe it's the Gemara is comparing it implicitly, even regarding avoda. What does that mean? Says the Gilyoni Hashas. Nir Beinai lachora ein muvan havamina zos. What's the havamina? The gam b'koin zachar ein mum posal rak la avoda. De la achila gam koin bal mum kasher. V'chole, he gets a portion. Rak v'avodu the matzivu shamun pogein v'im kain kohenes. The belavach ipsulo avoda filu tamima. A kohenes who doesn't make any chilukim by avoda regarding baalas mum and a tamima. Im kain halomatzinu ba minayin inyan pagam hamum klal. Umeiketeis lechalik ba bein tamima lebaalas mum. What's the hava mina tamima chalik? Says the Gilyoni Hashas. Ah, v'nire svaras hava mina. Zos mipa'as avodas bama. He often likes to bring in bama. By a bama, right, and not by the major mizbeach, by a bama, that's where we find the psal. Why? Debe bama gamzar v'isha kshirin la'avoda. V'ilu bamum, pasal avoda af bebama, kidam mevuar bizvachin daf tezayin. V'yem kein hamatzinu inyin pagam hamum, gam b'isha l'in avodas bama. So we do find the chilek somewhere else, and that is by Abama, and therefore that's maybe the Havamina that the Gemara could mention here. Okay, that's the possibility. But either way, the Gemara Kamash Balan, Shmuel says, Bas Ubas, includes that women would, doesn't matter who they are, a Tamima or a Ba'alas Mum, would have the halacha of Sreifa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, where does he know this from? Mehe Makrivim, Bahayu Kodesh Nafka. He knows it from the extra part of Hey Makrivim, right, inclusive Ahayu Kodesh, to even include Baalei Mumin. Baalei Mumin and the women. For Rabbi Yishmael, Imeahi, if I only had that pasuk, Hava Mina Hani Mili Inu. Who said that's talking about the women? I would say that's talking about the men. Aval Beno say hello. The daughters would not have the same halacha. Kamash Malan. We would say that they, even the daughters have. That's why you need two. V'Rebbe Yishmael, Hai Esavia Hima Chalelis Mai Darish Bey. So now Rebbe Yishmael, what is he who, he learns it from the Mamatzinu, right? As we saw, he doesn't use the Xamer Shava. So, what does he use that pasuk for? Esavia Hima Chalelis. Miboy Lele Kitatanya, Hai Reb Meir Omer, Mata Malomer Esavia Hima Chalelis, She'im. This is what we quoted earlier. Shim Hayu Noagin Bo Kodesh, Noagin Bo Chol. If we gave him certain kavod, kodesh, v'kidashto, mitzvah saseh, so that doesn't apply. Kavod nagin bo bizayin. Omrim arush ezu yalad, arush ezu gidel, arush yasazu michalatzav. That he loses an element of the kavod that we have to give him if he has a daughter that is mechalel him, so to speak, that she is violates nus. Remember we said a couple of days ago, the machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Shvus Yaakov and others, and the Ramah, is this extended, right, based on the Mordechai on our daf? Let's read it now, because the Mordechai is right here. The Mordechai that the Ramah is based on is on this daf, not on the earlier daf. So the Mordechai says, right here, I don't think we read this earlier, says the Mordechai here, in Tav Shin Yud Zayin. Pirish Rashi. Liftok Rishon Levarach Rishon. First he quotes the Rashi that we had earlier, and then says the Mordechai. Omer Ani. Quoting from Rebbe. Omer Ani. Im Kain, Kohen Shiesh Lo Bas Shehe Mira Daita. O Rak Shizinsa. What about a Mumeris? Not if she's Mazada, but if she's a Mumeris. V'chi Ein Lo Liftoach Rishon V'Lavarech Rishon? Right? Is that, should it apply? Should it apply there too to a Mumeris? And that's what the Ramah extended it to. The Ramah extended it to, in Simen Kuf Chavches, not only to a Znus, as the Torah extends, but also to a Mumeris. And that's what the Magen Avraham jumped on the Ramah. Then the Gemara's line earlier doesn't fit. Because the Gemara's line earlier is trying to bring a Raya to Sreifa. Really, it would apply to Skila too. Anyway, so says the Mordechai, Va'omer li mori krovai, de'matzi lefarish hacha noagin bokodesh derishusu. The kiva derishusu, yachol leftoch levarech rishon. This Gemara is not an obligation. It's not saying that you have to. It just means one can. One can, and therefore one doesn't have to, and therefore one doesn't have to say that it is needed. Halacha l'maisa, again, a few halacha l'maisas. All the achronim limit this in some way. They try to limit this halacha of Nogin Bokol, this Nogin Bokol, the Mabit. The Mabit in a tshuva has four or five limitations to this halacha. Kama hagbalot. Number one, shelo yitachin lomar shekol tzadik sheish lo ben rasha efshar lekro lo rasha. What, every time somebody has a child who does something wrong that we could look down at the parent? Every time? Shariyim nifkom ba'avos hakadoshim Avram Yitzchak shehayu lohem banim rishayim. What about Avram Avinu with the Yishmael? What about a Yitzchak Avinu with an Esav? What, every time there's somebody who violates, we blame the parent? Ki rak Yaakov Avinu levadu hu shayisa mitaso shlema. So what does this mean? So first of all, it has the Mabit, a limitation. That doesn't apply to most of us, but at least it's a limitation. This is only where the parent is not a perfect person. If the parent is a perfect person, so then for sure it's not related. Rak, he says, Hainu tzadik sheish lo rov zechuyos umiyen avonos. Abol tzadikim gemurim, shein bohem niftal v'ikesh v'adei osfer likro lohem rasha. Af shebanam rasha. Okay, number one. So Avram and Yitzchak are taken care of. That doesn't help us for most of us, though, anyway, because... No, we're not on that level. Number two, says the Mabit. Right? This is the Mabit in Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Vav. Number two, Divrei Ravashi Amurim Davka Al Tzadik B'Maisin Tzovim. Aval Al Tzadik Shehu Gam Chacham Lo Huter Liyachis Alav Shum Rasha B'Shun Kvo Tarasa. If you also know some Torah, the parent, then also one is not allowed to view him in this way. Number three, it's only while the father's still alive. Avalam Aviv Kfarmes Asr Likrola Rasha Bishvil Beno. Number three. Number four. Only if Ella Bisman Rishas Bino Umarich Birishaso. If the child is continuing to do what he is doing. If he stops, Aval Acher Shapirish, Efshar Shema Chazar Bino Bitshuva. Only if he's actively involved in the Avera. And finally, only by a Rasha Yadua Umafursam Berisho, Va'oches Berishosav. If he's total famous, proud of it, right? But if somebody just loses themselves and has a taiva of some kind, so then it wouldn't be allowed. So this is the mabit. And others, again, just quoting various achronim that have limitations. The Shvus Yaakov writes, he has a tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Beis. Chelek Beis Simen Beis. Kohen Echad, Shebeno Yatzel Atar Bezra, Lavod El Kochavim, Ve'enam Rotsim Likros Lo Batar Rishon, Yishaper Avdi Ulo. A Kohen who has a son who became a Mumar. Are you allowed to give him? They don't want to give him the first Aliyah anymore, the Kohen. Are they allowed to do that? Are they allowed to not give him the first Aliyah? We're not talking about a Kohen who intermarried or married a Grusha. We're talking about a Kohen who's perfect and their child. This is what the Gemara seems to say. So the Shvus Yaakov says, look over, you look at the Gemara and you look at the Mordechai, it seems Pashut. He says it's not so Pashut. It's not so Pashut. First of all, you look in that Mordechai that we read, it's an allowance, it's not an obligation. So whenever it's an allowance to insult somebody, you know, maybe we should err on the side of being machmir, of not going through the allowance, right? Whenever it has to do with Benadam Lachaveiro, it's a little dangerous. Remember that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that we haven't mentioned in a long time. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Moser talks about when it comes to a violation of Benadam Lachaveiro, it might be the result is tragedy. It's not a punishment. It's just that the result, right? Remember Penina and Chana, right? Penina was L'Shem Shemayim, trying to get Chana to daven harder in order to have a child. But, you know, as Chazal say, she lost her children because you insult somebody, you play around with fire, you put your hand with fire, so it's going to get hurt, right? So, number one, erring on that side. Number two, says the Shus Yaakov, it doesn't mean in public. It doesn't mean to be mevayish them in public. Nearly after Rishus Lasos came, mikomakom levayisha barabim befunov, b'mishu muchzak l'kohen, v'lekroso kol yama v'rishon. You've always called this coin for the first aliyah. Now, for the rest of his life, or right now, you're not going to call him for the first aliyah? That's terrible. It's so embarrassing. V'yachshav yikru be'emsa kruim, ein lecha biyush v'albanas panim gadol mizeh, v'amavim b'nei chavir barabim kilu shofech damim. Okay, not giving him certain kibudim, but to embarrass him, and here not giving him the first aliyah would be positively embarrassing, that for sure is not allowed. And then he adds, after all fathers are Suffolk fathers, right? How do you know? Maybe the mother is Muchzak, because you know it came out of the mother. And he quotes, Melech Yehuda Yochiach, Davagav the Hailo Banin de Lomali. What about David Melech? Afafi Filoachi, Nagu Bokavid Ma'od. Right, and others, Chizkiyo HaMelech, V'chein B'shar G'doli Tanoim V'amoroim, V'shar Dora Zachronim, V'heima Tzadikim, Chalila Levaisham Barabim B'shvil Zeh. B'hadikash Rechman HaLamalach, V'chulu. So Lomaisa, all the poskim have very much limited this type of halacha. The Mabit and the Shvus Yaakov, you read the Gemara, you're like, okay, if somebody has a child who did something wrong, you can embarrass the parents? No, no, no. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in one line. The Mishnah Berurah in one line where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kasvu achronim, dibizman azeh ein minhag lifsal kohen bishvil znus bito, o hamaraz das shobno ubito. Right, Sifkat and Kuf Nun Dalit in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. That's the, again, so it's an interesting Gemara, but it's not really Solomaisa in terms of how it plays out. Okay, Zum Mitzvahs, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Amar Avashi, Keman Karinan Rishia Bar Rishia, Vafila Rishia Bar Tzadika, who is the one that we call a Rasham and Rasha, even if in really they're a Rasham and Tzadik, Keman Kahaitana. Like this opinion, but again, as we said, it's not Solomaisa. Period. Zu mitzvah zaniskalin. This is the mitzvah of the niskalin. This is what we said at the beginning of the parak, back on Daf Memtes, where we said arba misas nimsu lebezdin, and what we've described already in the previous parak is skila, and now we're going to get to the other ones. And remember, we mentioned on that mishnah why exactly it seems to be somewhat in an unusual order. I don't want to say out of order. In an unusual order, right? Because it talks all about Skila, and then it has the sum up. These are the Dalamisas, and then it goes to Mitzvahs Niskalin. You should first have the title line of Dalamisas, then go into Niskalin. So he said maybe it's alluding to the fact that we're so same, like the Tanakama against Rabbi Shimon, that Skila is the most Chamor. Skila Shreve Erechetic, that's therefore it separates Skila. Okay, Zumitzvahs on Niskalin. My Tana Diktani, Zumitzvahs on Niskalin. What is the emphasis of that line? Mishum Tana, because we learned. Nigmar Hadin Motzino Solosaklo. The previous parak, we have all the halachas of Skila. Based on Skila Hayagavoa Shte Kamos. Viadi, Dekoi, Boi, Lamisni, Mitzvahs on Nisrafim. Tana Nami, Zumitzvahs on Niskalin. Since we have all this Nisrafim coming up right now, so we wanted to first finish up and categorize the Mitzvahs on Niskalin. Good. So that was the previous parak. Parak Nigmar Adin is all about Skila. So now we get into the other ways of Misas Bezin. And again, the Mishnayos here and the Gemara are extremely graphic. We go through it, but as we mentioned when we started discussing this, it hardly ever happened, right? There are messages to learn from the details of these Misas Bezin. And they are graphic. They are graphic ways of killing someone. But the details are what we learn from, and the messages, obviously, from the Averis themselves that are Machayev these. But we should not think that Rachman al-Islam, sometimes we have images in our head of bandit pirate nations that act in a certain way that has totally no connection, Rachman al-Islam, to the Chayvim Mises Bezdin. Even if one looks on the surface and thinks, oh, all the killing. When did Bezdin kill somebody? Rachman al-Islan, hardly ever. Once every 70 years, after a day, and the day that they're involved in it, they have to do everything they can to try to acquit the person and sleep on it overnight, and they don't eat, and they don't drink, and it weighs so heavily. Right, that is not what Rachman al-Islam we see sometimes out there in the wild world that we live in, where Rachman al-Islam people take others' lives for no good reason, and therefore we have to keep in mind, though, as we describe some of these misos, it is very different than any other culture. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvah san esrafin ha'i mishakin oso bezevel ara kubosav. So when somebody is chayiv sreifa, so they sink them in. So they basically can't move arak rubosav up until their knees. Venosat su their kashal atocha racha, and as we know, that doesn't mean straight up burning them, but it means that we're just going to put something hot in their mouth to burn from the inside. So we need to open their mouths. So nosin su their kashal atocha racha, you put a coarser beged inside a softer one. Again, it's the balance of opening their mouths, not making them too painful for them, and not making it something that perforates their throat. Right, it's the balance of Avdarecha Kamocha, as we know. V'korech al tzavaro, zemoshech eslo, v'zemoshech eslo. They each pull from one side to open the mouth, until his mouth opens. Who's the zeh? Rambam says, the edim. The edim are the ones that are pulling. Why dafka the edim? Says the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Says the Rambam, he adds in a line that's not in the Mishnah Torah, I don't think. The Rambam adds in the line here. Why do the edim pull? Lefisha oso hadavar etzlam emes. Shehi siguhu b'chushehem. V'hu etzlenu sipur dvarim. She'enonu yodim elamasha shamanu mehem. Lefichach tziva Hashem Yisbarach sheyu ha'edim memunim ala inyan v'ze'u inyan no'eh. For them it's MS. We might call it, for them it's Torah Shebachsa. For us it's Torah Shebal Peh. Right? For them it's MS. For us it's MS that we're relying on them. But like the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, we have to rely on them because that's what the Torah says. Right? It's Gzeiras HaKasev that we rely on two witnesses. Maybe they're lying. But ultimately we have them involved in this act. And then what do? Once the mouth is open, umad, back to the Mishnah, umad kasapsilo v'zarka l'toch piv, and we put it in their mouth. V'yaredes loch meyav v'chumras es v'chomeres es b'nei meyav. So they're burned from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, avhu imeis biyadam lohay mekayim bo mitzvah sreifa. Peter says you're taking a chance while you pull their throat open. Maybe you're going to strangle them, and then you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah sreifa. Maybe this is also where the Rambam got it from. He sees there's a difference, right? It's not just about Misa, one mitzvah. But as we mentioned, Machlokas Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam says four different mitzvahs. We said a nafkamina might be if Bezdin kills by the other Misa. right? Were they mevatel and asay? That's what it sounds like from the language of Rabbi Yehuda. He says that you can't do that with the ropes. Ella poseach es piv betzevet. Rather, you just try to open their mouth with some type of metal kli, some type of tongs. Shelo betovaso, against his will. Umalik es apsila vizarka l'toch piv v'yaredes l'toch meav u'chomer v'chomeres es b'nei meav. So Rabbi Yehuda says you don't use the kli. You don't use the kli. Good. Let's finish the Mishnah. Amr Rebelazar Rebbe Sadok, excuse me, Maisa Babas Kohen Achas. Shezinsa Vikifua Chavili's Muros Visarfuha. Whoa. Rebelazar Rebbe Sadok says one time there was a Bas Kohen who they actually burnt from the outside. Real Srefa. Amru Mipnei Shalohaya Bezin Shalosa Shah Baki. The Gemara is going to say they would stook him. They would stook him. They weren't Baale HaMesor Prushim who knew exactly what the halacha was. They read the Torah. Be'esh tisareif. What does be'esh tisareif mean? Right? They take fire literally, just like on Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshe v'seichem. Right? They don't have any fire on Shabbos. That's the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim in Hilchos Shabbos. If somebody doesn't have had food on Shabbos, chayshinan shemen minhu. Maybe he's an apikaris. Maybe he holds like the tzukim. Lo sevaru esh. So they took fire literally. So here too, they took fire literally, and that is not a raya against anything that we've said earlier. So that the sreifa is from the inside. Good. We're talking here about the Edim, according to the Rambam, the Edim are the ones that to pull the neck open. So who puts the lead down the throat? Doesn't say. A shliach bezin of some kind. Could you use a non-Jew? Is it a maisa that requires shlichus? Right. Certain actions, the bezin might not want to be involved in themselves. Right? Do they have to? The Chazuki Cheben here discusses other halachos. Are you allowed to deliver shalach manos through a guy? Right, what happened here? Somebody wanted to give a shalach manos to someone who lives far away, so he called a taxi. And when the taxi came, he saw it. It was a non-Jewish taxi. You see, Yotzei, mishalach manos with that, again, result versus maisa. You might say it's all about the result, right? The achva vareus, right? Or is it about the maisa? So he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. That Rechsam Sofer quoted that his father-in-law, Rabbi Kiva Eger, had the suffix. Imefshar l'shloach manos ayde akum. The heishav l'chsam Sofer, the Chsam Sofer told his father-in-law, ilo haya ha-mitzvah l'hovil ba'atzmo, v'rakshah yachol l'aso shliach, shichshuzvam kamoso, if the mitzvah is really to do it yourself. But, you could also do it through a shliach, then a guy is excluded, because a guy is mufka from shlichus. But, if the mitzvah is dafka to do through a shliach, it's not a mitzvah upon you. Right, that's what Summer Machmer, the Binyan Siyan. It's a mitzvah, ayyidei shliach b'dafka, he suggests, efshar la'asos gamay de'akum. It's not a mitzvah of you. It's a mitzvah of shliach. So then maybe you don't need the halachic shliach. Either way, what does it have to do with us? The Rashba has a tshuva about our issue. The Rashba here, he quotes, chelik alef simen shinun zayin, al mitzvahs sreifa, shezorken apsilo l'toch piv, sheyechol in bezdin l'tzavos l'goy, lizrok psilo l'toch piv. She'ein goy ela shlucho shel bezdin v'ein mitzvas bezdin sarech gufo shel bezdin. What does that mean? It's not a din shebe gufo that then your shliach can be a stand-in for you. What does it mean that a shliach can do it? Maybe it's just about the result, and therefore it can be done through a shliach. What about through a katan? Could a katan do it? A guy do it? A katan do it? And therefore he says b'inyaneinu nira l'kulei alma yachol shloach es hamanot al yedei hanahag akum. Shekivan shemeshal, he says, here for sure, based on what we just said, and also, if you pay him, he's your poel. He's more than a shliach. Right, and therefore, that could create a stronger connection. Right, we've quoted in the past some poskim that explain that's where the minna comes from, of giving the rabbi some money when one appoints him to sell the chametz, because it makes him a poel. And by a poel, you say, a poel chazaka asa shlichuso. It's not just a shliach, it's a poel, and that gives him more strength. Either way, that is the interesting discussion of who throws it down the throat. We continue now. My psila. What does psila mean? Right, we throw down this psila shel aver. So amar av masna, psila shel avar. Right, it's lead. How do you know that? And what does it mean? The Arama here says it's liquefied lead. Right, you can't get a big piece of metal down the throat. When one makes it hot, it melts. It's liquefied. Right, and that's what is Rachman al-Islan used. So minolan. So how do you know that this is the Misa? How do we know it's not mamish burning? How do we know? Right? Many times throughout the Torah, as we know, you read the Torah, doesn't sound that way. Ayin tachas ayin. Shein tachas shein. right? Also, the Gemara in Baba Kama Darshins, that's not literal. So there has to be a Mesorah about it. So what's the Mesorah here? How do we know that Sreifa is not literal? Me no one. So, Asya Sreifa, Sreifa mi Adas Korach. First day, you learn it from the Adav Korach, the Adas Korach. Malahalan, Sreifa, Neshama, Vuguf Kayim. Just like Korach, the ones that were not swallowed up. Right, that the fire, right, Adas Sreifas Neshama, only the inside. Afkan Sreifas Neshama Vuguf Kayim. So to here, so you learn from Adas Korach. They are number one. Number two, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Asya Sreifa Sreifa, Mi B'nei Aharon. You learn it from Nadav and Avihu. Ma Lahalon Sreifas Neshama Vuguf Kayim, Afkan Sreifas Neshama Vuguf Kayim. Each one. Mandi Olaf Mi Adas Korach Minale. How do you know? How does each one know it from the Psukim? So, Adas Korach Minale Dechsif. Ves Machtos Hachatayim O'Ela Benafsho Sum. What is that extra? What does that mean? These machtos, these shovels that were used benafsho sum, shenishmasan nisrafes v'guf kayim, focusing on the nefesh, the neshama. So the insides were burned, and not the outsides. That's our source. V'idach. What does the other opinion do? No, ha'i sreifa mamishi. No, by Korach it was sreifa mamish. Umay benafsho sum. What does it mean with their souls? Shenischayvu sreifa al iske nafsho sum. What led to the problem was their asep with themselves. Nefesh not here to mean nefesh like neshama, but just with their bodies, with themselves. Kidder Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says, how did Korach help convince the others? May dechsev. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? Bechanfei la'agei ma'og. By flattery for some bread, charok alai shinemo, their teeth will be crushed. What do we darshan? Bishvil chanufa, shechnifu l'korach aliske legima. Since Korach went around, gave them food, gave them all these delicacies, even though they had the mun, right? Charok alai and sheit shel gehenim, sar shel gehenim shinav. That's why the Sar, the angel of Gehenim, got ready to accept these people. So either way, Lamai says, so Nafshosim doesn't mean Neshama, but it means they were interested in their bodies, and Korach was able to flatter them and get them on his side. That is all the one says that you learn from Korach, and back and forth. How do we know that B'nai Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, were burned from the inside and not from the outside? They died in front of Hashem, Kein Misa, like normal Misa. When a person normally dies, it's from the inside, right? Not from the outside. V'idach, and the other opinion would say, no, Ha'usreifa mamish ave. No, B'nai Aaron mamish were burnt. U'may dechsev v'yamusu, da'aschil behumi gavoy ke'ein misa. It started from the inside, but then it went outside and burned the bodies. Titania, where do we see that? The Brisa says, Abiyosi ben Dostoy Omer, Shnei Chutin Shalesh Yatsumi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Two threads of fire went out from the Kodesh Kadoshim, right, fire, because they brought a strange fire, an Eish Zara, so they were punished with fire. V'nechlechu la'arba, the two became four, v'nechlechu shnayim v'chod moshal zeh, v'shnayim v'chod moshal zeh, it went into each of the nostrils, v'sarfum, and they were burned, and that is literal, burns, even the outside. V'aksiv atochal osam, it says, they atochal osam, the fires ate them. Rashi says, them is a lashon of a miut, shouldn't that mean them and not their bodies? No, osam v'lo bigdayim. Means their clothing was not burned. So those are the two deos in the Gemara. How do you know Sreifa is from within? It's either B'nai Aaron or B'nai Korach. V'neilach b'parman esrafim. What do you mean? I have a third approach. Why don't you learn from parman esrafim, the special cows that were burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, learn from there that it's Sreifa mamish. These two, you're learning that it's internal Sreifa. Maybe it's Sreifa mamish, Malahal Sreifa mamish, Akan Sreifa mamish. Says the Gemara, no. It's better to learn from either B'nai Korach or B'nai Aaron, and not from Parim HaNisrafim. Why? Mistavra me'adam avalele me'elef, shekein. Four similarities. Adam, both talking about people. Chote, both talking about sinners. Nishama, right, it is taking away a life. By the Parim HaNisrafim, they're previously shechted. Taking away a life. Pigol, and there's pigol, shayach to the Parim HaNisrafim, and not to the other ones. So you see, in these four ways, it's better to learn. No, maybe it's better to learn from Parman Esrafim. Shekein Machshir, because both Parman Esrafim and Mises Bezdin is a mitzvah. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Ledoros, and it's something that applies forever. It's a halacha that applies forever. Interesting to contrast this to what we learned yesterday. Parman Esrafim is something that's Ledoros. Didn't we learn yesterday that there's no karbanis until Mashiach comes? Ledoros sounds like it's in every generation. Maybe it's a little different. But either way, aren't they comparable in these two ways? Hanach Nefishin, four beats two, right? Better to be together in four halachos then into. Period. So that's why Parmenas draw from Riyat. Mandi Yolav Miyad Deskarav by time Alo Yolav Mi Bnei Aaron. So what does each one not learn from the other one? What's wrong with the Bnei Aaron? So the Gemara says, as we said before, Ha'us Reifa Mamish. No, because he would say that Bnei Aaron were Mamish burned. Ha'us Reifa Mamish Havi. Vnei Lof Minei. Okay, so why don't you learn from there? It was Reifa Mamish, and that's what you need for Mises Besdin. As we discussed earlier on Daf Mem Hei, the unusual usage of Behatlerecha Kamocha in Shas, maybe Tosis points out there because of Chayecha Kodman, really. It's kind of impossible. The Ramban in Kedoshim, right? It's a Guzma. But either way, we don't want to actually burn a person. So therefore, Brola Misa Yafe, Behatlerecha Kamocha applies even in this regard. Well, once you have Rav Nachman, so what do you need the whole Zera Shava for? You obviously know from Rav Nachman, you're not going to actually burn the person. So no, Elav Zera Shava, Hava Mina Srefas, Neshama Vaguf Kayam, Lav Srefi Klau. Without the Zera Shava, I would have thought that burning them inside is not called Srefa. You're right, the Avlerecha Kamocha, but you have to have some type of something that's called Srefa. V'imishamavlerecha Lafish lechavilis moros ki heched lishrof lagel. If it just vader echamocha, maybe I would have just thought, burn him quickly. Er chavilis moros, right? Like the executioner did. Shrof chanina betradion, right? In Mesechas of Odezara. So he burns quickly. Lagel. That means quickly. How do you know that means lagel? We say in Kaddish. Bagolo was bankariv. Bagolo. What does the word bagolo mean? Fast, quickly. So I would have thought that's what it means. But it's mamis reifa. Kamash b'lan. That's what you need the gzera shava. And you need Rav Nachman for V'yahatlu Recha Kamocha. Tosfos here points out, a little difficult, if you say, according to the opinion that says, none of the Benaviyah were Sreifa Mamish, but isn't one of the opinions of the Pesach Sheni Jews, who were Tamei, wasn't one of those opinions Mishael and Al-Safan, because they were being Mitamei themselves with their Nadav and Aviyah, with their cousins? That's what Tosfos asks on the first skinny line. V'yam Tomar, V'yam Rina B'perek HaYashan, Mishael Val-Safan, Hayu, She nitzchu lePesach Sheni v'Sreifa Mamish Avilolit nitzvu. So an easy answer could be, okay, they all like the other opinion, right? These two opinions don't have to line up. So Tosva says, I'd rather not be limited. Tosva says maybe their skeleton was still there, even if the bodies were burned. Rachmana Leslan Shildan Kayemes, and that would still be Matame. Okay, fine. Once we're on the subject of Nadav and Aviyu, so the Gemara just quotes a little bit. V'kfar haya Moshe v'Yaron mahalchin baderech. V'Nadav Aviyu mahalchin achareihem. V'kol Yisrael achareihem. Omer lo Nadav Aviyu, which is one of the opinions of the Chatoim. Eimasa yamusu shnei zkenim halalu v'ani v'yatanani gasadar. When are these two zkenim going to die, and we're going to be the leaders? Omer l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hanire mikoveres mi. Let's see who buries who. You think they're going to die so soon? Amra Papa Haino Damri Inshi, this is what people say, Nefishi Gamli Savi de Teini Mashri Dehugni. There are many old camels that are carrying the hides and the skins of the young camels. Meaning, it doesn't mean who's going to outlive who. Rashi explains, the young camels aren't experienced in the heavy loads. So often they'll take a heavy load, they won't make it. They won't make it, and therefore they're going to die, and the old, more experienced camels are the ones that are going to be steady and true, and therefore Moshe and Aaron, that's the Moshe of Moshe Aaron, and Nadav and Aviyu. And the big Shiloh, how could they have such a kavana? These were Bikrovaya Kadesh. What are they saying? So again, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses in a different context. He says, Sheila, somebody who moves into a village, and he wants to give a shir, but there's a Rav that's been giving shir for a very long time. Ha'im mutter lo lehis palel ulehish tokeik shehamagid shir hanochechi yafsik lahagid es hashir kedei shehu yekabal es hamisra bimkomo. Is a person allowed to daven like that? You know, I have nothing against the guy, but I want to give that shir. So am I allowed to hope that something happens that I'll be able to give the shir? So what's the first source you're going to quote? Sanhedrin Nun Beis? Right, I hope that Moshe and Aaron, you know, pass on. When are we going to be, mining the dar? Ulechara kasha, Nadav Avisho Gdoli Yisrael, Eichamru Dover Zeh. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, maybe it was an Avera Lishma. V'hisavu Lirai Shagdula Kadeshi Yagil, Asaga Gdola, Shikrov, and Lamachu Shamayim. Right, maybe there was an Avera Lishma. Chazinon, but what do you see from here? But they were killed. What do you see from here? That they were wrong. Sha'af ha'rotz l'zakos u'l'his'alos b'tor v'yir shemayim osur sh'zei al'chesh bona acher. Nadav Aviyu also aver l'shma. You saw what they were punished with. Says the Chazon Chaim. But then he says further. How can you say that they davened for this? How could it say they daven for this? Maybe even Moshe and Aaron wouldn't have been upset. They want their talmidim. But either way, he says, the Chashid Chemet says, you know what? I think it's usher in this case to daven for such a thing that the Magid Shir won't be able to. You know what you're allowed to do? You could daven that the Magid Shir, you know, gets invited to be a Ram in a higher yeshiva or a bigger community. You know, you hope, you daven that they get a promotion. You can't daven that for some reason they got to stop. So that's fine. That's fine. Right? You hope that something better happens to them. But, Bahu Yamali Bakoma Bikfar. But you're not allowed to daven something negative. And there's so much to say about the Chet of Nadav and Avihu. We've quoted, discussed that in the past. Just to quote one of the opinions again, which is a defining one, and that is the Netziv. The Netziv in Parsha Shmini, the same idea is said by the Beis Halevi in Parsha Kisisa, explaining the Egel, but Parsha Shmini, similar to what the Chashid Chemed was just saying. You know, they were doing things, they brought the Eish Zara, L'Shem Shemayim. All the different pshatim of what the Eish Zara was. They went into the, they went in drunk. And they went in Mar Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Or they, hear this case. In all the cases, the common denominator might be, or Prue Rosh. They thought that this was spirituality. They thought that this was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. And this is a great way of serving Hashem. What was the problem? It's all called an Eish Zara. Anytime when we create our own avenues of spirituality, outside, not in addition to, outside. Obviously, if we, you know, do all the 613 mitzvahs, and then we just want to add, we think 10 minutes of meditation every day, you know, is going to help me. So is that obligatory? No. Okay, cheshbon nefesh. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. We could create our own avenues of avodas Hashem. We could, if we want to take upon ourselves a certain behavior, that's fine. But that's an addition, not instead of. Not taking the place of, right? And that was the problem, right? And this was, and not chas v'shalom in violation of any other halacha. And obviously, if it's in violation, it's puri rosh, it's shtuya yayin, it's bar halacha, it's bringing the ketores. That's the problem, and that's what the Netziv says here in Parsha Shmini. That's what an eish zara. Dikfar hayu b'me Moshe kitos b'Yisrael shahayu lehutim achar avas Hashem. Maybe they were very excited about avas Hashem. Avalo al yidei gvulo shehigbila Torah. But not, they don't want to be limited by those limits. Ayidei tshuka kedusha zu lahazak avas Hashem ayidek Torahs. Avagash lo yiyel ratzon. Kifi derech haTorah. Shalagaron uvanav yaktiru. Right, and that's what, v'dikfar yada Moshe Rabbeinu shakitos elu misnotzetes. Elash lo higi adayin ashar lehisparetz. Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, and that's why he gave specific instructions. Lamaisa, that was the chait, and that was the eizara, and that the Beis Halevi says that was the chait by the Egel too. The same chait, right? They created their own avenues of Avodas Hashem. Right, and that's why, what was the tikkun according to the Medrash? The Mishkan, where you have every detail. Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. If something is not mitzvah, it can't be a mitzvah. And therefore, that was the chait there, that was the Ezara that was quoted. Okay, weiter. By the way, the two, according to this, the Marsha says, the two threads that turned into four were each for Moshe and Aaron. One thread for Moshe, for the covet of Moshe. One thread for the covet of Aharon. Good. Omar Rebbe Elazar. Lamatam l'chacham domeh l'fneam aretz. What, this is going back to the Korach issue, where the Korach tried to flatter them and give them food. What did the Talmud Chacham compare to in the eyes of an Am Haaretz? B'tchilo doma l'kitan shel zav. When he keeps his own kavod, and he doesn't lower himself to accept gifts, so to speak, he's like a golden kli. Siper heimanu, if he starts talking divrei chulin with him, lowering himself, doma l'kitan shel kesef. Nanami Manu, he takes a lot of gifts from him. Doma l'kiton shel cheres. It's like an earthenware; it keeps going down. Kivan shenishbar shuv ein lo takana. Once it's broken, it's broken. In other words, what's the message? There always has to be. Obviously, we have to relate to each other, and a Talmud Chacham has to relate to an Am Haaretz. A balance, right? We discussed, I think, in Baba Basra, I don't remember where, the line of eating it by a sudas shel Am Haaretz, and the Mishnah Berurah there in the Bir Halacha discussed. But if it's a form of hashpah that one is trying to have, if it's a form of going in that direction, then for sure. But one has to realize there always has to be that imaginary line. The imaginary line between a rabbi and his congregants, right? Between a rav, a teacher, and his students. You have to be buddy-buddy and close and friendly. But there still has to be an imaginary line. That's what this Gemara is teaching us. For the Talmud, for the Am Haaretz, for the student, for the mushpa to be able to have the, to feel the hashpa. Okay, now we have a little story which is much discussed by the poskim. Imrita bas tali bas koin shezin sahave. She was a bas koin that was mezana at some point in history. Visarfa. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Akva Rav Chama bar Tuvia chavili zmuras visarfa. Rav Chama bar Tuvia actually did sreifa, not the hot lead. Actual sreifa. Amar Rav Yosef ta'abatarti. Rav Yosef says this person made two mistakes. Ta'abed Rav Masna. Number one, made a mistake about Rav Masna. Rav Masna was what we said on Amud Aleph, that sreifa does not mean literally sreifa. Vita, and also the second mistake was that he didn't live at a time of a Sanhedrin. Kidata Bidatanya. Uvas al Kohanim alvim al Shovadash Yebayamahim. Bizman Sheish Kohen, Yesh Vishpat. Bizman Shein Kohen, Ein Vishpat. There's no Dinin Nefashas in the days of Rav Chama bar Tuvia, so I don't know what he was doing anyway. Period. Says the Maharshal. This is a Marshal for Maseches Sanhedrin. Top five Marshals in Maseches Sanhedrin. Right? Marshal says, what, two mistakes of one of the great Amoraim? Lulei de Mistafina. It's the, on the bottom of the, in the Chachmei Shlomo, on the bottom of the Marsha. Lulei de Mistafina. If I wouldn't be scared, I would say that one mistake answers the other mistake. And there was really no mistake here. Really, Rav Chama bar Gurya needed to shock the generation. The generation, the Hora Shah, was terrible. There was something going on that the generation needed, right? Remember we had a couple of days ago, Makin Ve'onshin Shalom and Adin. And they needed a shock, but he knew that he didn't live at the time of the Sanhedrin. So he didn't want to do the regular Sreifa, because that would have looked like judging a regular case of Mises Bezdin at a time when it was usher to judge a case of Mises Bezdin. But Hora Shah, he needed to do something. So that's why he Dafka did it in the wrong way. So it would be clear that it was a Hora Shah, and it was not Dafka, a Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. Said the Chachmei Shlomo, I'll read it now. V'yesh li liyashvo. Delo ta v'tzarach shahaya u'mishamachi sreifa shalo kedine Yisrael bepsilos eber shalo yomru danin afilu bezman hazeh ela sreifa lefi shah v'tzarach shah l'oso adar haya ve'ineni kecholek al ha-talmid. I'm not arguing on the Gemara. Sharei ein bo nafkusa lo lechiyuva v'lo leftura ve'ein ze ela lemeshicha. We'll have to ask him. When by Tchias HaMeisim, we'll have to ask him what his Kavanah was. Did he really make the mistake? Or was it for both? And this is quoted by various poskim throughout the ages. That even if something has to be done Hora Shah, it shouldn't be done in the regular way that Bezin does it. Because that is not, it gives the wrong impression. Rav Kook in the Mishpat Kohen, in his Shuvas, discusses this as well, here in the end of Simon Kufbem Gimel. B'kol ma shenitan reshus lebezdin la'asos, l'fisha, shelo api divrei Torah, tzrichim heim, shelo lahanhig bedover zeh, shum toar v'tzura, shel mishpat, ha'amur b'torah, shelo yavi adover l'dei tos, shehem mosifin ala Torah, o mishanim osa, chalila, elo yasu heker, sheinosim dover zeh, rak mitzad tzorach shah. He quotes like the Marshal. Ready? Dafka did that. Dafka, in order for it to be different than what is required by Bezdin. Right? Dafka by the Tzdukim also that we saw. So again, it's Rav Kook says that is what is required here, and that's what you learn from this Gemara. There's more, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadok Maisa V'Koin, Bas Koin Shezinsa V'Cholu. Amar Rebbe Yosef, Bezdin Stukim Have. It was Stukim. It wasn't just what it said, it was they were not Bekiyim, but they were Stukim. Hachi Amar Lu V'Hachi Hajule, is this really the conversation? V'Tanya, we learned in a Tosefta, a different conversation. It wasn't that they knocked out his Raya of the story and said they would Stukim. But rather the following. Amar Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, Zechorani, Kshayiti Tidok Umur Kabak Seifo, I remember when I was a little kid, Veheviyo Bas Kohen Shezinsa, I guess it was a pretty graphic event, they brought a Bas Kohen, Vekifula Chavili Zboros Besarfua, I remember there was a Mamash Shreifa, Amru Lo Katan Ayisav Emir Nirai Minakatan. You were a kid. Sometimes kids exaggerate, right? It was huge! You know what they did? Sometimes our children, so we can't trust you. So ask the Gemara Stira. Did they tell him, don't bring me a raya because those would stook him? Or, don't bring me a raya because you were a katan? Shnei ma'isim havi. Wow. Two stories. Right, it was two different, it happened twice. Wow, happened twice. Or maybe it was the same story that it was two stories that he reported about the story twice. Says the Gemara, hey, Amar Luhu Bereisha. Right, which one Which of these stories happened first? Ilema ha kamaisa amelo bereisha. Is it that our Mishnah happened first? Amluk shugada v'lo ashkechu bei. Amluk shukatem ashkechu bei. Why would he have expected them to listen? The first time they already said, nah, stukim. Why would he expect that they will listen if he says, oh, I was a katan? Ella, it must be the opposite. Ha amelo bereisha. V'yamru le katan ayisa. V'yamru luk shugadol. V'yamru le bebreisha lo hayabesin shalosa shah. Baki. Fine. Adkan mitzvas nisrafin. Next, Mashnisan, mitzvas haneherogin. Oy batizin es rosha besayev kedera shamalchus osa. Tanakama holds, Rachman al-Islan, right? They do hataza, right? They cut off the head. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nivaluzeh, that's disgusting. What's disgusting? The Havamini here is, we think it's disgusting. A person's standing up and they do that, then the head falls down. Rachman al-Islan, elabanichin es rosha al-Assadan, because he's Makofis. No, you lie him down. You lie him down. They say back, that's even worse. Use a kofis, use a big, like an axe. That's even worse. It's terrible. Right? It's more manuvelis. So what exactly is the discussion? Let's continue for a second. Tanya, we're missing part of the discussion. Omar lahen Reb Yehuda l'chachamim. Again, the Tosefta fills in. Reb Yehuda says, afani odei Hashem isu manuvelis. You misunderstood me. I'm not saying that it's manuvelis because of how he's standing and the kofitz is worse. Ella ma'ese sharei amra Torah uvuchukosei am lo se lechu. This is how the non-Jews, some nations, do it. And that's what, I didn't mean it's manuvel, it's disgusting physically. I meant it's manuvelis that we would do something like the non-Jews do. Tosfos. Lo kari le nivol, ella mishum dechsiv uvuchukosei am lo se lechu. And the Ron expands that the Rabbanim misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That he was saying it's a halachic definition. The Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say back? Kivan dechsiv, saif, ba'oraisa, lo minayu kagamrinan. It says saif in the Torah. We're not learning from them. This is us. They copied us, that's not our problem. Tilote mahachi, because if not, what about the following? Hadatanya, sorfen ala malachim, below me darki emori, right? That we learned from Masechet Avodah Zarah. After a king dies, often we burn their property to give covet to the king. Nobody else could use it. And that's not darki emori. What do you mean? Hechi sarfinan, vaksiv vuchusem oselechu. Don't the other nations do it too? Elak, even dechsiv strefa bo raisa, but since it says strefa in Tanakh, dechsiv. Ubi misrefosa vosecha vagomer, la minayaka gamrinan. We had it first. So since it talks about it in our Bible, that is a huge topic. Huge topic of chukosei mo selechu is somewhat of a flexible isser, right? The Beis Yosef in two places, the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, uses the phrase masra kasal l'chachamim. Right, that's used in the Gemara, but the Beis Yosef uses it because sometimes we see flexibilities. Right, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about how certain Jews got a non-Jewish haircut in order to be amongst the government, in order to do good things for the Jews. Doesn't sound like it's mamish pikuach nefesh, so why are they allowed to get those non-Jewish haircuts? Masra kasal l'chachamim. If it's for a toeles, to help the Jewish people, to infiltrate amongst the government, it's okay, there's no chukosei mo selechu. Here too, we add it first, it's not an absolute. Here we add it first. Right, the post can talk about Ramosha. Feinstein discusses this in a number of shuvas, and based on the Maharik, what if there's something that makes sense? Right, the Maharik has the famous shuva quoted in the Rama. What about a doctor wearing a white coat? Doctors can't wear white coats? No, it makes sense. Something logical. That's no chusem lo selechu. What, wearing a suit? Ramosha Feinstein says you can't wear a suit? Because the non-Jews wear suits? First of all, Ramosha says, who says that's a non-Jewish thing? People came to the New World and everybody started wearing suits, the Jews and the non-Jews. And number two, even if it was a non-Jewish thing, that's considered normal. That's normal dress. That's acceptable dress. That's not chusem lo selechu. So there are so many different limitations on it, well, which means it is somewhat of a relative, not as much as an absolute, but obviously we have to go into the discussion in the poskim to see exactly what is included, what is not included. Right? Even on Shavuos, right? The Vilna Gaon is very against putting trees into the shuls and flowers, right? There's another holiday with trees that doesn't have to do with Judaism. So he says, I don't think there should be trees, right? The Chayyadim quotes that from the Gra. But the Minhag Olam, the Rama says, Shulchan Aruch says, you put flowers, Zecher Lehar Sinai. Why? Because we had it first. We had it first, and it makes sense to remind us of this, right? So therefore, it is a this big discussion in the poskim. Weiter. Says the Gemara, One second. The hot is on Vidach Pirkin. You're telling me that Srefa Saif is in the Torah and that's why it's not a violation? But we learned in the next parak. Those are two of the ones who get Saif. Bishlam Yuridachas Ksiv Bahu. Lafi Kharef. El Rotseach Minalan by Rotseach. It doesn't say Sref. It doesn't say sword. Answer the Tanya. Nakom Yinakem. Nakima Zueni Odea Mahu. I don't know what it means. Kshu Omer Vevesi Alechem Kherev. No kemes nekambris, when it uses that lashon in the tochacha and b'chukosai, haviyom nekimazu sayif. So that's how you know, it's as if it said sayif there. Right? Ema debaris le mivris. Maybe it means using the sword, but it means stabbing. It doesn't mean cutting off hatadas harosh. Lefi charef tziv, the pi, and we know swords have a blade on both sides. So if you're using the side of a sword, it doesn't mean poking, pointing, it means what we might call slicing. Maybe it means just cutting them in half, Rachman al Islan. Amr of Nachman, come on. Amr of Ravu, Amr Krav, Yathurecha Kamocha. Brola Misa Yafes. It has to be fast, it has to be as painless as possible. Ashkan de Kadal Avda, Barchor Minolan. That whole source, though, is by only killing an Eved. How do you know by killing a Ben Chorin? Vav Kavachomerhu. Kadal Avda Besayef, Barchorin Bechenek. Right? So therefore, it can't go down. So you have to know that all Ritzicha is Saif. That makes sense according to the Tanakama. How do you know that Ritzicha is Saif? Maybe Ritzicha should be Chenek. Nafkalemi Detanya. Viata Tevar Hadam Anakimi Kerbecha by Egla Arufa. Hukshu Kol Shofchei Damim La Egla Arufa. They're all compared. Malahalan Besaif Uminatzavar. Afkan Besaif Uminatzavar. The source of all Saif is from there. Imalahal and Kofitz Umimul Oref. Afkan Bekofitz Umimul Oref. So if it's Marish like Egla Rufa, you should use a larger Kli, a Kofitz, usually used by cutting animals. Umimul Oref and from the back of the neck. Amar Nachman Amar Ravua. For a third time, Omar Kravi Atarecha Kamocha. Brola Misa Yafe, and therefore it's Yafe to use a Saif, not a Kofitz, and from the front of the neck, not the back of the neck. Okay? We'll have to stop here. As Hashem, we continue next time with Mitzvahs HaNechnokin, and then the rest of the next couple of dafim will be about, okay, which averos are chayiv each of these misos. Okay, Beth Hashem, we will continue.